This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Hey, Rick, I just got off the phone with David Morgan. He's going to be joining us hour number two tomorrow. A friend of yours. I'm looking
good
forward to that.
Good for you. Good for him. That's what I want to see. David Morgan, the Morgan Report. He's a really nice person. He drove all the way down from Spokane to spend several days here meeting me, getting to know each other.
Really, really nice guy. So I'm looking forward to talking with him tomorrow. Have you had a chance to view the Scotty Kilmer channel? It's an automotive channel on YouTube. A guy is absolutely hysterical. I got off the phone with him about an hour ago, and he's going to be joining us in a week or so. Rick, 170 million views on his YouTube channel. 170 million.
Wow.
Pretty popular guy. Yep. He's hysterical. He's a lot of fun. He pokes fun at, you know, all kinds of idiotic designs that the auto manufacturers have made. Talks about how to repair your cars. Scotty Kilmer, K-I-L-M-E-R, channel on YouTube. 170 million views. That's like half the population of the country. 170 million. And quite impressive. Good guy. So he'll be coming up in a couple of weeks or so. Rick, ozone and oxygen starvation. You've got that highlighted on your Facebook page. What's up with that?
Well, that's what cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment, and why we now have so many different forms of cancer in almost everyone. Body makes mistakes. That's a given thing. When you have cells reproducing several times a day in some parts of your body, there will be a mistake where an order or a thing from a gamma ray or whatever goes afoul, and the oxygen does not allow that mistake to anastomotize or continue. And the problem is, tumors and things of that nature are because there is not enough oxygen in the body. Now, that's what your lungs do. There's many other ways to get oxygen in your body, including foods that you eat. Polysaccharides are sugars that, when they break down, release oxygen. There's on a cellular level. So there's lots of different kinds of foods that we can eat and or breathe. But the air we're breathing and the foods we're eating are not appropriate for stopping these mistakes, and so it is now a serious problem. And obesity, that's just in the choices of our foods, and you'll notice that in Mexico, 3/4 of all population in Central and South America are now considered obese, not fat, obese. And in Oregon, in the state where I live, 1 in 4 people is considered obese. It varies from each state. It is rampant because of advertising and promotional gimmicks like Jay Leno on the Friday night, or he'll say, don't worry, we'll make more. You know, in Doritos. It's our habits, it's our lifestyle, and it is our environment. And what is happening is that we are literally, most likely, at the end of days.
Rick,
survivors. Man has always come through it, but like the Clovis culture that they just unearthed down in Popo, they had space flight. We have been here before, and they crawled out of a cave to become later. Did you read that article about North America having people living here 100,000 years ago? They've just shown that. It's something else is going on with media and are being told things because of marketing. This is the thing you started out with why are we no longer having wood shop in high school? And lifestyles are changing where they don't do what they used to. Why is that? It's, our society is not evolving. It's devolving, and it has done it before in the past. The Cave of Dreams in France has bison on the wall, and the old anthropology used to say, well, that's cavemen. But in closer inspection, you'll notice that the dots around the eye constitute a star map. And if you go down in south of France, beyond the Cave of Dreams, there's another cave down there, and that star map is in reverse, meaning it was witnessed from space. We have been here at Vermana, the different technologies. We have been here before. You don't hear much about Cleopatra going down the Mississippi River, but they're finding artifacts and Egyptian artifacts on the Mississippi and the Colorado River with the Golden Buddha and the Museum of Artifacts where Egyptians were looking for copper. They will say it's the biggest gold mine in the world, and yet it was about the capstones for the pyramids. What do you think the pyramids are for? They were gates to enter into the 12 gates written about and described in the Bible. And before the Bible was the Cauldron Bible, and they talk about these kinds of things, and yet the Catholic Church burned the Jesuits at the stake for heretics when they started to talk about that and the control of one group managing the world over another. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's going on a personal level, but I'm at war with something. I have no idea what it is. I can tell you that nothing we know is true. I don't know where this is all going. Oxygen is a typical situation where we never had cancers prior to our technologies that somehow have changed our diets and our atmosphere. What do you think the chemtrails are really about? I have photos of showing two chemtrails with a discharge, an electrical discharge going between the two. They're making our atmosphere a conductor. For what purpose?
Now, Rick, mainstream media, a couple weeks ago, actually described how we will start modifying the atmosphere with chemicals like and metals like aluminum to reflect the sun's rays. They actually are saying it.
That's not what it's doing. It's doing something else to health, to everything, to the plants. Did you know that the sun right now is emitting 19% more gamma rays than ever in history, and why people are now losing their sight and cancer on skin? What would cause our sun to change? Another sun coming through our atmosphere. It's Stanford and several other universities. I can't even think of the one now that did it. Stanford and Caltech have come out and said, there's a planet out near Uranus. Where did it come from, and what's that about? And it's affecting the orbits out there. It has affected the Earth's orbit. We're now a 3-degree orbit change, and the Inuit for 7,000 years of history, lineage to follow, has said it's happened before, and the heavens that they look at have changed. The earth is changing, and it's because of the sun, and something is affecting the sun, and why is science not addressing that issue publicly?
Rick, I've been reading articles about the oxygen percentage in the air, and I don't have a good number. But I literally believe that the percentage of oxygen, I was told when I was in elementary school, it was 21%. 21% of our air is oxygen. The number's coming down. I know it's coming down. I also know that based on just something as simple as fuel consumption here on the farm, some summers that we used a lot more fuel. And the only thing I can think of is that at that time the oxygen level was down for the tractors to combust the diesel. Now, I may be wrong, but that's what I figured.
That's an accurate metaphor. That is an accurate metaphor, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I believe with all my being that oxygen levels are decreasing, and I see more and more people on rescue inhalers. You know, you go to the doctor's offices in Springfield, Missouri, and the clinics, and you see people on oxygen more than ever before. Now, some people may say, well, yeah, we're getting older.
Chairs driving up and down the streets, all of it is different.
Right. Wheelchairs in stores. I'm seeing a couple things that are very concerning. One is the level of distraction. People are, we talked about the vehicles. Even in parking lots, people are parking their vehicles sideways. They're pulling into parking spaces, not straight. They're pulling into them any angle that they feel is okay with them. They are blocking traffic. When I was in Sam's Club a couple days ago, I couldn't believe it. These two women are talking, and they're in the supplement aisle. So they've got their carts, and they're facing each other, and they're literally blocking the entire aisle. Now, if they were polite and they moved over to one side, everybody else could get through. So because I was trained by one of these particular banks in customer service back in the 1980s, it took me about 2 seconds as I was approaching their carts, and they were just standing there looking at each other, talking, totally oblivious. I looked at them, and I motioned with my hand, "Hey, move over. You're blocking traffic." You know, and I wasn't rude. I just kind of, you know, motioned my hand, pull to the side. And like they did, but they didn't say, I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was so preoccupied with my own greed that I didn't care about anybody else around me. They didn't say that, but they did move to the side. So, class, I think that's the answer. The answer is don't go around them. Go through them. Just pull right up to them. Say, "Hey, you're blocking traffic. Move out of the way." And I think if enough of us start doing that, maybe the message will be loud and clear. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-
ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, you know, we're talking about oxygen and the evidence that we've seen here at the farm that the oxygen levels are decreasing. And that's in the middle of nowhere, the oxygen levels are decreasing. We have trees, woods, grass, all kinds of greenery around.
That's how we used to talk about our lungs. The logging.
The lungs of the planet.
Your buzzsaw. Now, I'm going to say something that's really creepy. A thought occurred to me right now while I was on commercial that the movie Jacob's Ladder, where the guy starts off, the movie starts off with the guy as a mailman 10 years after Vietnam on his way to work, and he thinks there's something wrong, and he can't put his finger on it. That's what I'm feeling like. I am missing something that is in front of me, and I can't quite see that I've been gored and I'm dying on an operating table in Vietnam. That
Rick,
is what it feels like. There's something going on that I can't quite understand. And if I can't understand, this is all new ground for me. And I have been everywhere on this earth. I'm your Doctor Strange, and I have. It's like that comic with Doctor Strange where a nightmare is able to get into his dream, and he can't tell whether he's in a dream or in reality when a car hits him.
Rick, I've got something tangentially to address this.
And by
we first
the way,
started the broadcast
one last thing before you do this.
Yeah.
How can the post office open a package of mine that's labeled book rate without some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like your office.
That's a really good point.
And these are people I know and are my friends. I've known them 30 years.
Well, my son used to ship coins he had a small business in Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, and we used this local USPS office, and about 10% of them went missing. And we absolutely positively believe that it was the postal employees who said, oh, yeah, here's the package. You know, they all come in these specific envelopes, and they look similar, and they're, you know, 5x7 or 4x6, and they're bubble pack, and they have this kind of labels on them. There's always a coin in them, so I mean, that's a good thing. Let's go steal them. Yeah, those are friends. Those are friends that work for the post office. And
that is expected in Mexico or Vietnam when you ship something to Mexico, but not our U.S. Postal Service. That's probably the only thing the United States ever did right. And and my postal friend would say, yeah, because we're not run by the U.S. government. However, what's happening today is that they are not replacing people that go on leave, quit, or are injured, and they have to leave. They are not allowed to replace them anymore, which means that all the postal people are being overworked right now. Instead of having 15 subs in our unit, they only have 5, where they always had 15, because the government is trying to privatize our postal service, like DHL, or FedEx, and right now I have to give points to the people, because when I go into the post office, everybody is in a good mood, even though they're overworked, and there are many customers that are really upset because they have long lines now rather than a quick service. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why. And that's one of the things I'm going to have to do today, is go down to do some due diligence on why this is happening and why when I enter a tracking number, it doesn't work as a widget on the Internet right now. It says, whoops, we're temporarily down. How does that work with the U.S. Postal Service? Tracking. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's going on. I am now realizing that when it leaves the United States and goes into someone else's hands, I'm going to have to start charging more money, because things are being pirated, lost, or otherwise mutilated and whatever. And I'm losing my business just being a writer.
Well,
and
how about this, Rick?
A friend of mine that was here is a co-writer. He writes books also, and he has exactly the same problem I am. Why? The federal government is supposed to do intellectual property with the FBI, and the FBI wouldn't even talk to me about what was happening with Amazon and others pirating my books. It's okay, and now my lawyers are telling me to walk away from Amazon. It's not winnable. Why is that not true?
And Amazon's taken over. Yep.
Yeah, and Facebook,
we'll be right back.
Whatever, their 10-year plan. Oh, yeah. There's something else going on here, and we are
being
distracted.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Graham's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're a little frustrated today, and we're kind of venting. So, Rick, here's a little bit more
whining.
Of my frustration.
That's what I...
no whining. But I've got that, you know, I've got that sign right next to me in the studio. It says, no whining, and it was from our class, our sixth grade class, Ryan.
It shows a whole bunch of dogs howling to the moon, and it says, no whining.
That's from Grace Thorne's sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. And ours are signed on the backs by the students who participated in USA Prepares. Boy, what a great time we had.
Also, that was a special on my wall plaque and a time that was different than now What is going on and why? Is it me just seeing things differently?
No.
Like the glass is now half empty as opposed to half full?
Let me share an observation with you that I've made, Rick. So Bruce Kay, he's an electrical engineer. He's a USA Prepares instructor. He and I have gotten together, and we've collaborated on solar designs and the best way to go. And we've engineered our systems slightly differently, but many of the components are the same. And so here we're in this race. And he's a farmer and an engineer, and I'm a farmer. And so we are building these solar arrays and racks and battery banks and so forth. And we're going to share this with our class. You know, we have something that actually is fully implemented. It's partially implemented, as I've mentioned. But so I'm building the rack out of used materials. I went to a guy who, a wonderful man in Lebanon, Missouri, outside of Lebanon. He sells used shelving. Industrial quality shelving, the kind of stuff that you would see at Lowe's or Home Depot that hold up the lumber racks, you know, 4x8 sheets of plywood, you know, those kind of metal racks. That's what I bought. And I bought enough that I can cut and weld and build this solar frame for the solar panels. And I'm looking on the internet for weeks trying to find a design that's better than I've come up with. Now, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. That is not the point. But what I'm trying to say is there are a whole bunch of really smart people out there who post images on the internet that should be really, really clever. I can't find anything. I can't find a single image that I'm looking at that where I'm saying, you know what, that's a much better way to go. Actually, that's even 10% better. What I'm finding, Rick, is there's not a single design that anyone has posted on the internet that I can find that is better than I, as a farmer, have come up with myself. I'm not an engineer. You know, I certainly have taken some advanced math courses, and I can figure this out, and I can put a piece of paper and a pencil in front of me and draw some pictures, and I've done that. However, I can't find any designs that are better. And I literally, please, Pat, do not take this as...
I had an explanation for that. 20 years ago, I used to say that a farmer is like a physicist and has to be a polymath because they are experts in animal husbandry, seed selection, da-da-da-da-da, and welding. That means they weren't skilled in one area. They had to be run a farm. The farmer had to be multi-skilled.
Okay,
and that concept has been lost.
That's very kind of you to say that, Rick. But what I'm trying to say is where are these great designs that I can't find? I don't think they're there. I don't.
Purposely oriented our culture to be single. That it is required that you have to have skills from other people, not you, in order to complete the job. I'm finding that right now with internet. I have never had a problem doing web design, and yet now I can't quite understand something that I am not, I don't have the time. It isn't like I can't understand it. I just can't be an expert in everything, and yet I must, in order to survive my current situation. It's crazy.
What I'm finding is that there is an absence of innovation in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing that's really got me frustrated.
It comes out of, you know, having a take on something and how you take it differently. The thing I'm realizing now is even my own thoughts are not original. But it's like a Nobel Prize. When someone makes a discovery, it usually is archetypal, and there's someone across the globe that came up with the idea at the very same moment you did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they share the Nobel Prize. It's archetypal. But that concept is what makes us human and why there's something else going on out there.
I got a very disturbing, I was in a very disturbing chat in the last couple of weeks. I was talking with one of our instructors, and it's disturbing because of the attitude, I think, of some of the people who could have participated in this. Let me tell you what it is. So I was not involved firsthand, but I know the players. I know firsthand the players who were involved. They've been to the meetups. I've sat down at a booth with them at a restaurant, and we've chatted. One of them is one of our instructors. And we were talking about an offer that a farmer made. And I know the farmer. And the farmer's offer was simply this. Things could get lousy. Things could get bad. Supply chain could be disrupted. Some people live in apartments. Some people live in single-family homes without much space. So for those who live where they can't plant gardens, here's the offer. If you'd like to come to the farm, plant your garden, you may do so. You may cultivate it, you may plant, and it's yours to use. You can't have the land, but you can use it. That will get you started, and should things get worse over time and you need to leave that apartment, leave that location that may be overrun in the city and come out to the farm, there's a place here for you. I'm not talking about my place, I'm talking about this other farmer's. So the offer is, you can learn, you can train, you can try, you can use, no cost. Just try it. See if you think it makes sense. And if things get bad, you know where we are, you know where the place is, and just, you know, show up and continue and contribute your labor, your effort. We all work together on the farm, and that was the plan. That was the plan. No one took him up on it. No one. Not one individual said, you know what? That's pretty nice of you to let me go dig in your garden or make a garden on your farm and have access to your farm. And what would you call this? The word that I used when I was so frustrated on the phone with our instructor. Not with our instructor, but with the situation. Yeah. I would call it insurance. I would say, you know, you're willing to pay auto insurance, you're willing to pay homeowners insurance, you're willing to pay renters insurance, you're willing to pay health insurance, you're willing to pay all these kinds of insurance, but you won't insure your own security, not you, but I mean I'm talking about these people, by going to a farm and working with a farmer. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't get it. Is there this new euphoria that Donald Trump has magically fixed everything? Is that what it is?
Everybody wants to have ownership, and they forget that it is a community shared garden. It's not your garden over someone else's garden. And that's where the concept is being contaminated. Sharecropping. That's the term we used, where I don't have the machinery, but I have the crop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a combine. And now, that's another post I put on yesterday, where John Deere, others, have so found a loophole that you are not allowed to fix your own tractor anymore.
You're talking about because of the copyright?
Of taking and limiting skills so that it's a requirement that you must have an engineer and a lawyer to do something.
All right. Let me put an exclamation point on that. Our son is a university graduate. And you know him, and he studied and majored in agriculture. Very few people want to become a degreed farmer, okay? But that's what our son is. He's a degreed farmer. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to do a really good job raising animals and being the best farmer he can be. So he attends some seminars that he thinks are germane to farming, that he thinks are worth his time. And so he went to this seminar, and there was a presentation by a John Deere employee or a representative of John Deere. And when our son came back, he and I were sitting at the kitchen table with Mrs. Finelli, and we were talking about this. He said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. The guy who was doing this presentation said, John Deere, we are not an iron company. We are not in the business of making machinery. We are in the technology business. I was absolutely floored by that. They're in the technology business. And I've got some green and yellow painted implements here at the farm. Got a front end loader that goes on a tractor. I've got a some John Deere tractors that are green and yellow. And I'll tell you this. Based on the statement that we are a technology company and we are not going to let you work on the transmission of your John Deere tractor because it's got a computer program in it, I'm not buying anything John Deere again. The only thing that I might buy, because they've got a gun to my head, might be some John Deere parts to keep our equipment running. Other than that, I'm not interested in doing business with John Deere. I'm not. Just because of that. Rick, who do these people think they are telling us that they, either overtly or selling us equipment and not telling us until after the fact, that they are going to hold us hostage to whatever they feel like charging us per hour plus mileage to get to our farm to hit that, put that USB cable in that tractor to reset, or whatever proprietary connector they have to reset or reprogram or fix mistakes that are in software in the equipment. Who are they to tell us that they're going to hold us
hostage? Isn't it weird what's happening to our world?
And I'm not going to put up with it.
There's something
I'm not
on
putting
here.
I'm not
I
putting
don't know
up
what
with
it. Is. I can't put my finger on it.
Oh,
something's
well,
wrong.
Well, it's like the government demanding that you will buy Obama shaft insurance or we will fine you. You will be our customer or we will fine you. That's the attitude now. That really is, and it's unacceptable, and we need to resist it. And I'll tell you how when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, here's the answer. When I go into a Walmart, which I don't like doing, and I see one of those guys in the meat department with the white coats on, like he would be acting like he's a butcher, okay? But he's not. He's just a meat guy. I'll say to him, "You guys still putting that pink slime in your meat? You guys still do that?" Loud enough for everybody around me to hear, you know, in case the guy's hard of hearing. And sometimes they go, "What are you talking about?" And then I'll explain to him, you know, pink slime, connective tissue, you know, that filler stuff. You still doing that? And I'm waking people up. Now, how does that apply to John Deere? So if you're a farmer, you go into the John Deere dealer and you say, that tractor, I can't work on it, right? Is that true? Tell you what, since you won't let me work on my tractor that I thought I owned, I am just going to stop paying for it. I'm not going to pay for it. I'll get some other tractor. I'll get a used tractor. But I'm not getting it from you because you duped me. So I think the answer is to make some noise at the John Deere dealerships and let them know that you're not going to put up with this. Here's an example. I bought a hydraulic cylinder kit because we had a failure on our hay baler. It started leaking all over. So I bought the kit. Proprietary. Had to get it from John Deere. I got the kit, and I decided, you know what? I might make a mistake. Maybe I'd have them do it. So I said, what do you guys charge to rebuild it? $85, you know, fixed price. I said, okay. Can you do it while I wait? Sure. So they worked on it, and they said, hour went by, hour and a half went by. So what's going on? I said, well, it won't be ready till tomorrow. So what are you talking about? Well, we're welding it. What do you mean you're welding it? You just unscrew the gland nut, and you put the seals in, and you put it back together. Well, it has a little crack in it. Why does it have a crack in it? Well, the guy that worked on it put a crack in it. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you cracked my cylinder? Well, it'll be ready tomorrow. I was so outraged that they were going to cover up the fact that they cracked my hydraulic cylinder. They were going to glue it back together with JB Weld, not tell me, that I demanded to talk to the manager. And I said, I thought this was John Deere. I thought maybe if you guys damaged my part, you'd say, I so sorry. Would it be okay if I ordered a new one for you if we don't have one, or can I give you a new one? Would it be okay, Mr. Finelli, if we put you back in the place you were before we damaged your part that we didn't tell you about? Would that be okay? Ultimately, they gave me a new part. Ultimately. So, class, you don't have to put up with this stuff. And John Deere has, I think John Deere's turning against the farmer. At least that's my opinion. At least that's my opinion. And I won't buy any new John Deere anything because of it. Rick, do you think that this is a strategy that might have some impact or not?
Stay tuned. Film at 11. I don't know. I've been complaining, and all it seems to do for me is get it worse for me.
Yeah.
That's what I observed. I don't know.
Rick, tell us about color perception. Is it changing?
Well, the light is going to require you to wear special glasses outside in the sunlight. That's a mm-hmm. fact.
Mm-hmm. And that's because the wavelengths
sun
are changing?
Or is changing. Why? Okay.
Well, I'm finding
20%.
I'm finding out what you're saying is absolutely true. Absolutely true. I need to wear sunglasses more than ever before.
It's not sunglasses that you need to wear. It is frequency bands that you need to screen. They're damaging your eye, and you can't see it, like those halogen lamps that come down the road with new automobiles that hurt your eyes. Or the police that use those red and black flashers that are so damaging, you can't look at them. They hurt.
You can't see anything else.
That's the deal. And
blinding.
The bigger the cojone, the bigger the light. It's crazy. And something is wrong.
Yeah, and we can fix it by disbanding the police departments. I'm all for it. Disband the police departments. Start with the chief and work your way down. And you can do it all in one fell
swoop. Police. Good luck with that, Vincent.
You're talking about, you know.
Yeah, I am. I'm talking about you specifically and your police. Creepy.
They hate
me.
I'm
not kidding.
They hate me.
They came with an NRAP to my workshop? Why? What am I doing?
Little weenies. That's what they are, little weenies.
Something is wrong here.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.